Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And Dick Vermeil was for so many years with Angelo's program and will be again with us this year and beyond, a huge part of our program. Coach Vermeil, I don't have to tell you the resume. You know it. Legend, hero, great human. Hey, Eagles, 80, we know that, turned around the whole program, won a Super Bowl with the Rams, and a Hall of Famer in every way possible. Coach Vermeil is sponsored by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals, means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. Let's talk to the legend, Coach Dick Vermeil. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Coach.
Always better when we talk to you. And I got to say, Coach, to you, a thank you, because I know we reached out to you a couple of days ago for John's 50th birthday, and you were kind enough to call in and leave a voicemail, which I know he appreciated.
Yeah, you bet. You only turned 50 one time.
That's true.
Very much so.
That's true.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, so, Dick, what kind of squad do we got this year? Obviously, at the end of last year, it was a disaster. Howie went to work to revamp it. That included changing coordinators. What kind of team do you think we got this year?
Well, I think the team will be better. I think it'll be more consistent. I think the defense will be obviously better because they really dropped off last year. And I think Vic Fangio will make a tremendous contribution, not only to the scheme, but I think to the overall leadership of the defense from a tempo standpoint, a finishing play standpoint, an intensity standpoint. I think he'll make a major contribution. The offense will be different, no question. But yeah, Kellen will add some things that we haven't done here in Philadelphia before. We'll eliminate some things we were doing. And I think we'll have a nice blend of a new football team. And it'll all be positive. I really do. I think it'll be a positive type of improvement in almost every phase of the game.
How much does it matter? A lot's been made of the pass protection, Coach, and how much does it matter who calls out the Mike linebacker, who sets the protection, whether it's the quarterback or the center? How is that going to work, and should we be worried as Eagles fans about this Packers blitz package?
You know, it's always difficult, especially early in the season. It's hard to duplicate in training camp the tempo that you're going to see in the opening game from an opponent. When, like you said, Green Bay is a blitz package type team, and it'll cause some problems, but I think we'll handle it. You also have to be careful, because a lot of those blitzes will be backed by man-to-man coverage, and you've got to have a lot of guts to play a lot of man-to-man coverage against our receiver core and Jalen Hurts' ability to run. You better be very, very careful, because you can get burned easily.
How does Cam Jurgens compare to Kelce as a center, based on what you've seen?
Well, I like him a lot. When I saw him in the draft coming up and all that stuff, he's a natural knee bender, meaning he's always in a leverage position to play. And I think, you know, and if you stop and think, where Jason Kelce started out, what, as a seventh-round pick or whatever he was a long time ago, and here this guy's coming in as a high-draft choice, he starts out with better credentials. Whether he'll catch and play and perform like Kelce did, I don't know, but I think he has a very good chance to do it. I think he has a very good chance. He may not be the overall leader that Jason was at and will always be. That's just who he is. And they'll miss that, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But I think physically he'll play very, very well.
I'm very excited. I'm worried about Jordan Davis. His fitness level, you know, we've seen him now for a couple years and there hasn't been a whole lot to show for it. What are you expecting from Jordan Davis here this season, and how do you get the right message across to a guy whose career is, in my mind, hanging in the balance as to whether he gets in shape this year?
I think a lot of that depends on the defensive coordinator, okay, and his defensive line coaches. You know, they have to demand a tempo that will allow him or force him to play at the level he was expected to play when he was drafted. You know, he was a low metab, okay, coming out of college, you know, and so far he hasn't changed his profile much, but, you know, that's a mental thing, not a physical thing. And I won't be surprised if he plays a lot better.
Take Vermeil with us here, as he will be every Friday at this time, and, you know, Coach Vermeil talking about how to coach up Jordan Davis. Well, Dick, let's talk about the whole team and how to coach him up. If you had players who spoke publicly, clearly didn't want to go to Brazil, didn't want to play in Brazil, and obviously some of the Eagles players simply did not want this, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say the money we're paying you, quit complaining.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got to do, and you don't pick the environment. You don't pick the game, okay? You don't pick the time of the game. You pick how you play. Let's go play.
Coach, how good will our run game be on offense, and how big a difference can the rushing attack make in the Eagles' success?
First off, we all know what kind of offensive line we have, okay? It's slightly different. But when you have the tackles that you have, the center you have, one guard you have, and now a different guy at right guard, and then you put maybe the top one, two, or three running back in the league behind it, and it's going to be the first time this guy has played since Penn State with a great offensive line in front of him. So I expect him to have a Pro Bowl quality year and dominate some ball games. But you remember this, you can't run unless you call it. You can't run unless you call it.
Well, I'm sorry, Dick. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I believe that Kellen Moore will put him back in the I formation a little bit more, or back in a pistol-type formation where I think most running backs prefer to run from, you know, because of the kind of vision you're able to use when you're running from back there, the cutbacks and the bounce outsides and that cut. I think he will be outstanding.
So, Dick, speaking of running, we're trying to figure out whether the Eagles should run Jalen Hurts, what I'll call a lot or not. So early in his career, he did it a lot. 2022, he still was doing it a lot, and it was his best year. Last year, less so and less effective. What would be your strategy of whether to fully unleash Jalen as a rusher or to try to preserve his body both for the season and maybe for a 10-year career and to try to pull back on some of that?
I think I would always have at least two huddle call quarterback runs designed specifically for that opponent and what they do on the scheme. And they have to worry about us running. Then he's going to get some scrambling runs anyway. But I would always have at least two different runs that are dictated to by the opponent. and they have to really be concerned that he's going to do it and show it early. Let them know that, hey, he is going to run. If I blitz over on the weak side, he's running strong side, you're in trouble. Okay? These kinds of things to present the defense with more things to be concerned about once the ball is snapped.
And, Dick, if we could, two predictions from you. One, which we get every week, a game prediction against a really good Green Bay team, and then your sense of how many regular season wins our Birds will have this year.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to define both teams because they were opposite. Green Bay started out slowly and finished strong.
Yeah.
We started out and finished poorly. So, you know, we have to find out what they're going to be. I kind of believe both teams will be at a high level. I don't think Green Bay is going to get worse, okay? I think they're going to maintain what they were and maybe get a little better because, you know, the quarterback came on so strong. I can't see him going backwards. We know our football team is better than the five in a row they finished with last year. So, the kind of game, in fact, my computer goes back now, and it's hard to predict these two teams because when you put all the numbers, it includes the numbers for the season. And, you know, and they both finish differently. So I kind of believe it'll be a very even game. I kind of believe that the team that doesn't turn the ball over, the team that takes it away, ends up plus one or plus two, is going to win the football game. But if you're minus in turnovers in this ball game, you're going to lose it.
And how about wins for the season? What number do you got?
In my mind, I said it early, and I keep thinking around 13 wins, I would predict. Yeah, right now.
Me too, Coach.
That's a big-time number.
I feel great. What a smart man.
That's a potential one seed. That's a potential two games in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl, both of them at home. I like that.
That's how it works.
Well, Coach Ramil, let me tell you, we are absolutely thrilled to have you with us for another season here, you know, covering the Eagles and doing all that you do. And by the way, to everyone listening, great news. Not only Coach Ramil every Friday at this time, but if you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can now get what I love and so many of us love, the delicious Vermeil wines. Get them shipped directly to your home. Visit vermeilwines.com. That's vermeilwines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. Coach, enjoy it tomorrow night. It should be quite a season.
All right, take care.
There he is, the legend, Dick Vermeil. Love having him on the program, too.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.